Well, I've been just wrecked by walking through this series on true worshipers. And I pray you've been blessed as we've dug in and just tore apart this topic, because Jesus says a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is a Spirit, and His worshipers must worship Him in the Spirit and in truth. You know, as we've gone through this series, I continually get wrecked as He takes us deeper and deeper and deeper. And the question that I find myself asking, that I think each of us need to ask, according to the Word of God, am I the kind of worshiper the Father seeks? See, He loves worship, and all worship is good, don't get me wrong. But Jesus was making a point about worshiping Him and then the kind of worshiper the Father seeks out. And that's what we've been after. And last week, I touched on what does it mean to be a true worshiper. Truth number four, that a true worshiper worships in the mystery of their miracles. They worship in the mystery of their miracles. And I want to just go even deeper on this kingdom principle, because the Bible talks about this in the context of a well that is being dug in us. And the Lord just really prompted me to teach on the wells in our life. Because truth number five, a true worshiper continues to dig their wells. Please open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. One verse. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. Holy Spirit, we're ready to go deeper into the depths of worship, into what You created us for and what You long for. So take us there, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to breathe this verse in. I think it's going to be on the screen. Proverbs 20, verse 5 says this: a man of deep understanding will give good advice, drawing it out from the well within. I want you just to breathe that in. Just take a breath and breathe that verse in with me. I think one of the greatest questions we could ask the Father, Father, how deep can I go in intimacy with You? That's a question I wonder if we ask. See, because here's the thing. The Father does not want His church to read history. The Father wants His church to write history. Amen. And to write history, we have to go deeper, ever deeper in intimacy with Him. And the truth is, you cannot drink of God deeper than the well you've dug with Him. You cannot drink of God deeper than the well you've dug with Him. We have to keep digging our wells. And the Bible talks about this kingdom principle of digging a well within you. And Solomon gives us insight into this deep truth with this one scripture. I can only imagine when he wrote these words that he thought of his father who mentored him, King David. Why else would a young man, when God came to him and said, "You can have anything you want, Solomon," and he said, "I only want one thing, that I would have the wisdom to lead your people." Solomon did not learn that in a vacuum. Solomon didn't just think that up on his own. It was because of his father, who the depth of intimacy he had with God was so deep. He danced in front of everyone. He didn't care. It was so deep. He was called a man after his own heart. And I believe he taught Solomon something. He taught him that our intimacy with God is like a well that must be continually dug. Now, I want us just to drill in on what this is all about. What does it mean to have a well within you? Because I believe when you understand the biblical truth about the fact that your intimacy with God is a well to be dug, that you'll know where to go deeper, ever deeper into the Lord. This simple text, this word, deep understanding, it means depths of revelations of God. Depths of revelation from personal experience of who he is. See, it's one thing to read to say he's this. It's another thing to say, I know he's this. And a well gets dug when the words on the page of who he is become the experience of your life of who he is. It's all about intimacy with him. Every jot and tittle of this word comes down to that first. It's all about intimacy. It doesn't matter how much we learn if it doesn't translate into deeper wells of intimacy with the Father. Well within, that scripture, it literally means deep, mysterious depths where springs come up. That text, the well within, it is speaking to, in the natural realm, a well so deep that it's deeper than you can imagine. Deep, mysterious depths is what that word means. And it says from that place, you keep drawing it out. You keep drawing it out. See, the Bible tells us we have wells within us. And these wells describe our personal intimacy with God. And we have to keep digging. Because there's more. There's so much more. The question we have to ask ourselves constantly is, how do I tap into the more, Lord? How do I tap into the more? It's this. It's the deeper your understanding of all the mysteries and the miracles of your life, when you tap into asking God for more of the miracles, of more of the understanding of what does it mean, what happened, what you did in that moment in my life and in that moment of my life, when you tap into those mysteries and your miracles, the deeper the well you dig. Because here's the thing. Those places in your life where God met you, no one but you and him were there. And he never left you there. He's there still. Always there. And he wants you to ask him. He wants to discover with you the more. It's a well in you. It's personal, it's private, it's intimate, only you and him. Everything else about his word is for us all, but those moments where he met you supernaturally in your life, he's waiting for you because there's more. I was with somebody who was asking me a question about this. Well, if God wanted to reveal more, he would just reveal it. Why do I have to ask him? Why do we ask him anything? It's a relationship. It's about an encounter. It's about a place. See, you can ask him outside your well, or you can ask him in your well. We ask him outside our wells all the time. What does this mean, Lord? What does that mean? Wow, that was an incredible verse. That was a pondering thought I had. Wow, I studied that commentary and look what I learned. Woo! But you're outside the wells. But if you go back into the place he met you, supernaturally, you and him, and you ask him that same question, I want us to go deeper. You got to learn how to go deeper. God uses wells to describe a relationship with God, because here's the point. Because he doesn't want us to try to contain our understanding of relationship in the natural realm. The natural realm points to it, but doesn't contain it. Because there's so much more in the relationship you can have with God. There's so much deeper layers and layers of purpose and depths of meaning. It's the hiding place where you and him met, that he's there for you. We keep going out there and we keep forgetting to remember what the Lord has done in our life. Not as a point of checkbox, remember, but as an active, powerful point of revelation for now. We can either ask him outside the wells, or we can ask him in our wells. Loved ones, we got to keep digging. Deeper still, deeper still, deeper still. Psalm 92, verses 4 to 6. Remember from last week. Let me read it again. No wonder I'm so glad. I can't keep it in. I'm shouting with glee for all he's done. He's talking about worshiping. He's worshiping for all you've done for me. And he describes that they're mighty miracles and power at work, just to name a few. And he says that these are depths of purpose and layers of meaning. They're saturated with it. Amazing mysteries found in every miracle. And he says nearly everybody misses it, but not us anymore. So here's the thing. What you remember about what God did in your life is not all God remembers. More. I want to be clear. This is not asking you to go back to your Egypts. Oh, no, 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 no. This is asking you to remember what the Lord has done. He made it really clear to his people. Remember, remember, remember what I've done. You know, public enemy number one of failing and falling away of the faith is a lack of remembering what God has done in your life, the goodness of God in your life. It's not understanding that your intimacy with him is a well to be dug deeper and deeper. See, if you knew that there was a well in your life, each thing he told you to remember is a well that you started digging with him. It's a place of intimacy. It wasn't him doing something for you. It's him being with you. That's why he says to remember, not because it's you can marvel at the amazing things of God. Of course, we want to, but because you can marvel at the place that your life is written in the book of life and that there's life in him for you to discover. It's the relationship. That's why he says to remember. There's more. What has he done for you? What are those divine moments of your life where he met you powerfully? Do you know that's a well? And do you know he's waiting for you there as you worship him in spirit and truth? He wants to share more. He wants to share everything. Everything you've learned, he wants to share within your well. He wants to grow in what he's done in you, how he's done it. He wants you to know that he's not done with you. There's more. A man of deep understanding, draws it from the well within. The deeper your understanding of the revelation of your, listen, it's not the deeper of your Bible knowledge. It's not your deeper of the history of the church. The deeper understanding of the revelations in your miracles. In other words, the deeper your understanding of the point of intimacy you have with the Father. The deeper your well. That's why he said, once again, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Solomon got the wisdom, not from studying, but because it was about his intimacy with the Father, and he gave it to him. I'm not saying we don't study. We need to study God's word, but we need to study God's word from in the well. From the place he met us, we need to study his word. We need to pray in our prayer closet from the well that he's dug. We need to come to him from those places where he's met us and build intimacy with him. There's layers of purpose and depths of meaning. And you see, this was exactly what Jesus was teaching about worship. Turn with me to John chapter 4. I want us to understand the depths of the well within us. See, Jesus meets this Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. And in verse 4, he says, he passes through Samaria and he comes to a city of Samaria near Sychar. And there, a parcel of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting by the well. The scene here, Jacob's well that he gave to Joseph, his son, it represented the old covenant, the Old Testament covenant. It's the well of the old covenant. And now he's sitting on the lid of Jacob's well. He's sitting on the lid of the very well that Israel gave to Joseph. It wasn't just any well. This was a spring-fed well that Israel gave to Joseph. On this well was the old way to access God, the old self, the old way of thinking about yourself, the old way of thinking about God, and Jesus sits right on top of it. Every part of who you are before Christ, every single thing you did wrong before Christ, everything that you were taught incorrectly before Christ, Jesus is sitting on top of it. Why are you going back there? You can't open it. I'm sitting on it. It's not openable. That was the old well of your life. With every way you used to think about everything. The devil wants you to try to remember. But guess what? You're going to remember things incorrectly because you can't open that well because Jesus is sitting on it. He sits on the very well. And he meets the Samaritan woman. Now, this woman, you know the story. Nobody met with the Samaritans. The Jews, as you know, would go around Samaria. They wouldn't go near Samaria. And to make matters worse, this was a woman who was married and divorced 5 times and was now living with a guy. Jesus goes up to him, to her. And he says this in John 4:7. When the Samaritan woman came to draw water. Now listen, will you give me a drink? He's sitting on the well that she comes to get water from, and he says, will you give me a drink? It's an invitation. It's an invitation for our life. He's saying, look, this well, of every way you think of yourself, of everything about you, however you define intimacy and everything else, is no longer available to you. But I say, will you give me a drink? It's an invitation to drink with him. And the Samaritan woman says, verse 9. Therefore the Samaritan said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, is asking me for a drink? I'm a Samaritan. And Jesus said, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that was asking you, you would ask him, and he would give you living water. Verse 11, sir, said the woman, I have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can I get this living water? There's an encounter with this woman that represents the encounter with us in our life. And Jesus says in verse 13, if you drink from Jacob's well, you'll be thirsty again and again. Some of you are thirsty again and again because you try to drink from the old well. You try to drink from the old way. You think of yourself and you think of life. And you forget that Jesus has dug you a new well. And you never have to ever worry about, where are you, Lord? You never have to worry about that. Because he's right there. Where you last met him, he hasn't left you there, he's still there. Verse 14, if anybody drinks the living water I give them, they will never thirst again. They will live forever. For when you drink of the water that I give you, it becomes, listen, a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit springing up, flooding you with endless life. The wells of God is a gushing spring of the Holy Spirit springing up, filling you with endless life. It's not just eternal life for someday when you die. It's endless life starting now because there's more. But do you see your encounters, those divine moments when you met God as the wells of your life? They're wells that have been dug. Waiting to go deeper. And the context for all this, the context of this encounter with this woman at the well, he prophesies over her. She says, sir, give me this water that I may not be thirsty nor come here and draw. Verse 15, and he says, go tell your husband. He says, I come here. Well, I don't have a husband. That's right. You've had five, and this is number six. And he ministers to her, and he says, I am he. And she gets hit by the power of God. And she runs and tells the whole town. And then he says this after this well. But an hour is coming, verse 23, and is now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. This is all tied to the well. This entire dialogue is to this woman at a well. What wells have you begun to dig with God? Those are places of intimacy, places of miracles, places of grace, places of refreshing. Only you and him know. No one else. Only you and him. And when you worship him, go to the well. Not the one Jesus is sitting on, but the one that's open, ready for you to jump in, that he's in with you, the one he's waiting in. Go to the wells. and worship him and praise him for what he's done in your life and marvel at that miracle of what he did in your life and then ask him, Papa, I want to know more of what this means today. You and him start digging deeper as he reveals more, and you laugh with him and you cry with him and you marvel with him and you keep digging more and more, and the well gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. The depths of understanding and revelation, and then you take what you just learned from his word when you studied and you jump into the well with him and you go, Papa, what does this mean? And he gives you fresh revelation. You go, whoa, that's amazing. And your wells go digger, deeper and deeper. Deep calls out to deep when you get into the wells. When you jump into the places he met you, the things he's done with you. Those are the wells of life. The deep and glorious secrets hidden in your ways. Psalm 92:6. The mysterious, deep, and glorious things. See, the deep in you is where he's already met you. And where he's already met you, he's still there, ready to take you deeper. Some of you are struggling with something in your life of your past. You can't seem to break. You can't seem to break as hard as you try. Maybe it was something in your childhood. You can't seem to break through. Some of you have a revelation of something that you're trying to do, and you can't seem to finish it, or you can't seem to break through. And do you know what you need to do? Jump into the well with him. Jump into the well with him. Into the living water and just free fall. Ah! Go to those places he's met you. And let him from that place take you back to where you need to go, to that room that you can't unlock, to that thing that happened in your past, to that moment that seems too hard to break through. You try to go there before you go in to the place where he's already met you. See, that's the difference. You try to go there believing, I know he's with me. I know he's with me. I'm going to go. Look, Jesus. And it doesn't work. No. It's because you haven't gone to where he's met you already. You haven't gone into that well with where you know you've seen him. You know there's a miracle. It was a defining moment of your life. Only you and him would ever know. There's such an intimacy in that moment. Only you can describe it. And he loves it when you do. He loves it when you tell him what he did for you. He loves to hear it again. It blesses him. It blesses him. And he takes you from that place and he says, I'll go anywhere with you. I'll conquer anything with you. I'll do whatever with you. Because this is you and me, my darling, my son. I'll overcome every obstacle. I'll overcome every barrier. I'll overcome everything in your life. Jesus says, if you knew who you were talking to, you would dig a new well. And I would give you living water. This living water comes not in a generic way, not in a conceptual way, not in a theological way, but in a relationship that you have with him already. A place of intimacy that he's met you. You've already seen him. That depth of that well. It's time to dig deeper, loved ones. It's time to dig deeper. It's time to go deeper. Only you can go there with him. That's what he wants. It's you and him.
You and Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in you. It's time to go deeper. What wells do you need to dig deeper? See, because you were not made to read history. You were made to write it. And we write history. Hallelujah. Deep cries out to deep. When the wells of your life where He has met you, those defining moments become the wells of your life that you dig deeper with Him. Don't go back to the old wells. And if you're tempted to go, the image I want you to see is Him sitting on top of it. He's saying, this one's not available anymore because you're dead to self. You're alive in me. Not available anymore. I'm sitting on it. If I'm sitting on it, ain't no one's opening it. The devil can lie to you, but it can't be opened. It's gone. What wells do you need to keep digging? See, I believe that in this room, if we understand the power of the wells of our lives, and we do everything from in it with Him, that the healing will accelerate in your life. The places of your past will be healed quicker. Let's stand. Thank you, Lord. God is a spirit. And Jesus, after this incredible picture of this woman at the well and this contrast of the well of Jacob in his new well, says, God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. He pegs this moment on a revelation that I'm here to dig with you a new well, a well of my love, a well of my grace, a well of my peace, a well of my purpose and my plan for your life, a well of identity, a well of destiny that's deeper, ever deeper, ever deeper on where He's met you and how. Let's take this moment, and as we just sing, go to those places He's met you. Practice His presence there. Let Him take you deeper. Jump in with Him. Let's sing.
Standing here in your presence, in a grace so relentless, I am one by perfect love. Wrapped within the arms of heaven, in a peace that lasts forever, sinking deep in mercy sea, I'm wide awake. Drawing close, stir Thy grace, and all my heart is Yours. All fear removed, I breathe You in, I lean into Your love. Your love, oh, Your. Your love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I seek. You are my everything. Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry to know you all my life. Your love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I seek. You are my everything. Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry to know you all my life. Your love so deep is washing over me. Your face is all I see. You are my everything. Jesus Christ, you are my one desire. Lord, hear my only cry to know you all my life. I'm wide awake, drawing close, stirred by grace. All my heart is yours. All fear removed, I breathe you in, I lean into your
Father, thank you for those moments in our life that you have built wells. Continue to dig them. We run to you to those places to go deeper and deeper in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.